It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Tuesday, November 9th, 2010. I'm John Moe. Autism can make communication extremely challenging, but there may be hope thanks to new technology in the form of a bracelet. Rosalind Picard is director of the Effective Computing Research Group at the MIT Media Lab. She and a team of researchers have created the Q-Sensor wristband.
Well, the wristband measures three things. It measures the temperature on the surface of the skin, the motion, three axes of movement, and the skin conductance. That has to do with how your skin is sympathetically innervated. That's a part of your autonomic nervous system that people think of as the fight or flight response. It's what goes up when you're excited, when you're scared, when something you're looking forward to is about to happen. So it doesn't tell you if something's good or bad, but it tells you there's something emotionally engaging about it. And that is picked up by measuring this small electrical change across the surface of the skin.
What it's registering, then, it's not a mood ring. You know, it's not.
It doesn't. The classic mood ring was a temperature sensor. We do have a temperature sensor in this, but we know that you can be very cold and yet very excited. Yeah. You can be very hot and sweaty and falling asleep. So this can discriminate between the temperature changes and the ones that are more likely to be emotional.
That's Rosalind Picard. The bracelet measures electrodermal activity, or EDA. So people with autism who have a hard time expressing themselves verbally or non-verbally may be understood through EDA readings. Katie Kremens is an occupational therapist and clinical coordinator at Giant Steps School in Connecticut, which has been testing the Q-sensor for a while.
For some kids, what we found was there were direct correlations between moments of frustration to increased rates of EDA, which is the electrodermal activity. But for other students, what you would see going on the outside looked like really excited behavior, really frustrated behavior, while on the inside, their levels of EDA were actually relatively lower. So you really have to make a lot of inferences and be very cautious on how you use the information.
So how does this data change the way you're working with these students?
Well, you know, if I was able to look back and I said, for instance, I was using sensory motor strategies with a student and allowing them to jump on the trampoline in the hopes that that would help them regulate their arousal, they'd get out energy. At the same time, I was able to reflect back on the data and say, actually, the minute that I had them come off the trampoline, there was a spike, you know, in their EDA readings, and that would help guide me to say, oh, you know, I better allow them to jump a little bit longer next time.
Katie says parents have been getting this data, as have some students. She recalls a girl who benefited from seeing her own readings.
I wouldn't say that, you know, she's able to grasp 100% of it. You know, I mean, it is a difficult concept, but what she does have the capability to do is look at the graph and know that when she sees a spike, that means that there was something going on in her body. This really just provides us with another tool to help us program and understand complicated individuals, hopefully just give us some more information into what might be going on with them internally that they're not able to communicate to us.
Other stories we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. Free Wi-Fi if you fly on AirTran Airways, Delta, or Virgin America between November 20th and January 2nd. It's courtesy of Google. And Call of Duty Black Ops goes on sale today, latest installment of the popular first-person shooter game. Thieves in Baltimore couldn't wait. They robbed a GameStop at gunpoint and made off with 100 copies. No one was injured, just bewildered. Producer Larissa Anderson is here.
With news of fighting sheep, John. A while back, we reported on Fire Sheep. It's a browser add-on that lets the user hack anyone using an open wireless network.
Right. Fire Sheep intercepts cookies, these little packets of information that websites put on your browser to identify you.
But a new add-on called Black Sheep has arrived to fight Fire Sheep.
Sheep fight.
Black Sheep serves up a fake cookie to anyone using Fire Sheep. So that fake cookie then rats out the Fire Sheep user.
It uses Fire Sheep's own tricks against it.
Computer sheep fight.
This is way more exciting than a real sheep fight. Those are much more dull. We're on Twitter at Marketplace Tech. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at The Economist Online.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.